All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a way back Wednesday, and I'm not happy already. Good to see everybody's present and accounted for. Some here earlier than others. That means there's a story in the making. I can already tell. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. It is The Usual Suspects.
What up?
Nick is here. I am here. And in the nick of time, Barry is here.
Can't blame traffic. You live far.
I was not blaming traffic.
Okay, just saying.
Okay, so this stupid thing sucks. So you guys know normally I get Subway before the show, right?
Yep.
Every once in a while, you might see me stroll in with a Chick-fil-A cup where I'll stop on the way out, grab some Chick-fil-A.
You're blowing out names today that normally you don't like to do that.
Well, I'm going to throw them under the bus, so they're not going to like what I have to say for the next 5 minutes.
I like it.
So I have the Chick-fil-A app. Because I removed all the workout apps so I could have room for the food apps on my phone. Because that's what big people at heart do. I know I've lost weight, but I'm still a fat boy at heart. So I order on the Chick-fil-A app before I leave the house. Then I go to Chick-fil-A and I get my food because it's faster that way. And then I leave. And now they have a thing where you can pick it up in the drive-thru. You don't even have to go into the restaurant to get your to-go order. They'll give it to you in the drive-thru. It's pretty badass, right?
Sure.
So I also order because you get a reward. So then you get like a free chicken sandwich or whatever, fries, whatever. So I had a free chicken sandwich raring to go in the holster. So I fired that off. I added an 8-count nugget and a Diet Coke. I'm good to go. Send the order. I'm driving on my way. I'm the last. It's a long line. This is right at noon. If I get there at noon, I'm here by 12:40. Time to, do whatever. I'm good to go. I get in line, and I probably sit there for 10 minutes. We move up like two cars in 10 minutes. 10 minutes is a long time to sit in a drive-thru, especially a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, it is.
Finally, this young lady comes over to me and goes, "Hey, I'm sorry, but we ran out of power."
You did what?
You ran out of power? Yeah, we ran out of power. What kind of power were you running where you run out of power? She goes, "Well, I mean, it's like not working." I was like, "Your power's out." She goes, "Yeah." I was like, "Okay. I placed an order to go, and it charged my credit card. Am I getting that order?" She goes, "No, probably not." Probably not? She goes, "Well, we probably didn't get it because it's been out." "How do you know when I placed it, though, ma'am?" She goes, "Well, I'm not sure. I was like, "You know what? I can't sit here anymore. This is 12:10. I'm still in spring in the Woodlands at 12:10. I can't believe I got here by 12:55. So it's 12:10. I'm like, "Ma'am, I have to go to work." And she was like, "Oh, well, it shouldn't be too much longer. There's 15 cars in front of me. There's 7 cars behind me. How am I going to get out so I can go to work?" I said, "Are they moving the line?" "Well, no, because some people's orders were in there, so they're seeing if they can finish." I was like, "Ma'am, I have to get out of this line. I have to go to work."
Wish I saw this.
I was getting so mad.
Now, they're going to finish orders without power?
Apparently. I don't know what the hell they're doing.
What is that? Milk and
cluster is what it is.
And a salad?
So I'm like, "Ma'am, I really need to get out of this line. I have to be at work by 1 o'clock. She was like, I don't know what to do. I don't know. I was like, you know, I'll tell you what to do. You get everybody that's got food and you move them out of the way and let them wait. And the rest of us that don't have an order, that are stuck in this godforsaken line, let us go. Let me go get the manager. I was like, oh my God. So finally she comes back with two gift cards. So sorry about the inconvenience. We got you these guest gift. I was like, I don't want your gift cards.
Well, how much were they?
I don't know. I'm like, I'm not doing this to get a free meal. I want to go. Let me out. I want to go to work. I was so pissed.
Well, we know you love us enough that you didn't want to miss work. But here's the thing. Get them to credit your credit card and take the damn gift card.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
How much were on those gift cards?
I don't know. It was two of them.
You had two of them, too. You highlighted. They could have been
two
$20
ones. I know. I could have gave them to y'all for Christmas. Watch out, Joel.
Yeah.
But I was like, just let me out of the line. So then this one lady is like staring at me because I'm pretty exacerbated. I'm pretty pissed off. And then, you know, they've got two lanes that merge into one. And this guy that's been behind me, that two other cars to the left of me went. The car in front of me won't go. I finally honk at her. I'm like, go, lady. So she goes. And then this guy thinks he's going to cut me in this line to get out of this drive-thru. I was like, bro, I will fight you. I will get out of this car and fight you right here if you think you're getting in front of me. I am getting out of this line. And I was this close to driving over the curb and the rocks and their bushes when all of a sudden it cleared. Because I was
but
literally.
But you're a landscaper at heart, and you wouldn't.
No, I totally would have done that. No, I would have done that. I was so. How do you get? I'm like, why did you let me get in line if you knew you quote ran out of power? She goes, I don't know. I don't know why they didn't block it off.
You know, when she said that, when she said we ran out of power, I thought for sure Barry was going to get all technical about it. Like, well, what kind of generator you got back there? Let's work this thing out. Let's work this thing out. Let's fix the problem.
You're a franchise. From the franchise perspective, don't they have a manual and you have to have this kind of generator to prevent this stuff?
Dude.
I thought you were going to go IT on her, bro.
Yeah. No.
But you wanted your food and you wanted to get to work.
I wanted my chicken sandwich and I wanted to go. That's what I wanted.
Could you imagine if you ordered it well done, then it would have taken even longer.
I wanted my free chicken sandwich, and I wanted to get the hell out of that line. And, boy.
You couldn't even have your food and eat it, too.
No. And I got here at 12:55. I pulled into the
parking lot. Oh, we saw you walking up.
You saw me walking up from there?
Yeah.
While we're all sitting in the...
Yeah. We were like, well, he made it.
Boy. And then I text. I'm like, guys, I'm probably going to be late. Also, bleep Chick-fil-A. And Joel goes, hey, would you get me a straw? I'm on the freeway.
Well, I figured you're going to stop somewhere else or get something at some
point.
No,
I didn't have time. So I'm starving. I wasted a morning.
You are like the godfather of like two ladies down there at Subway. You can work it out and get something ready.
Oh, don't worry. I have the Subway app on my phone also. I will place an order.
I'm aware of that.
I will place the order and probably be able to get down there and back in 5 minutes.
Yeah, with a straw. See, look, I knew one way or another you were going
to
go somewhere.
You just want me to go get you a straw.
No, I don't. I don't want you to go out of your way, but I figured you were getting food somewhere.
No, when I texted you guys that I was going to be late, I was actually on the road.
It's your fault.
It's my fault?
Via Chick-fil-A. Let me clarify.
Could you get an environment-friendly straw, please, when you get that?
No, there's no. What? Why? What's wrong with the straw? I don't understand this.
I got no
this
problem.
Backlash. This.
It's in Calioli, though, right? It's not
no,
here.
No, Starbucks is eliminating.
No, I'm talking about
in
terms of law. In terms of like, there's a law that was passed.
There's a law that you can't have a straw now.
No, they're trying to eliminate straws in California. I don't quote me for it, but
would California just please fall off of America and go away?
That wouldn't sit well with my wife. Can I just?
Why are you getting rid of straws? They're handy.
The accurate Nick phrase is "Don't catch me lying." Okay, that's what I need you to use.
Okay, don't catch me lying. Right. But there's a straw ban in California, but I don't know how it works. What's the deal?
A straw ban?
Yeah.
You know what I'm doing? I'm leaving for Cali on Saturday. I'm taking a plethora of straws with me. And I'm just going to walk down. You know what?
I don't
be
know
messed
if
up?
You'll get in trouble for that.
You
I'm
can
just saying.
Walk down the street smoking a joint, but you can't walk down the street drinking out of a straw. That is stupid. Seriously, California, just go into the ocean and be by yourself. This is the dumbest thing. This war on the straw.
Don't you want to look into the story before you just
no,
this crap all over California?
This war on the straw is ridiculous.
Hey, Nick, you know what this is? Karma. All of this is karma getting him all fired up and mad because of what he did to pee on my way back Wednesday
Boy,
list.
I got. Did you see the whole conversation?
Oh,
Nick?
We were talking about it.
He was telling me about it. And I looked at when you guys submitted the list. I feel like the
got
story
him.
Is true. Yeah.
I mean, well, we'll tell it on the other side because we got to go to break. But yeah, Joel was not happy with me last night.
Nope.
Barry's going first.
That's a shocker.
Yeah, this is my. I'm going first. Did you tell the people the theme?
I couldn't. You were fired up.
Okay. I apologize.
Theme is school-related topic, right? For an album title, song title, or artist. So, pre-2008. So, with the kids getting ready to go back to school, we thought it was appropriate. We're going that route. There's a backstory there now. So, make sure if you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HR&P listener line. You can call, you can text. Also, hit us up on Twitter where it's at Barry is angry. No, that's not going to get it through. At Barry is funny. At the producer Nick. At Pac-Man Joel with a K.
This is for you, Joel.
Thanks, Lance. And I also want to remind you about the good people at Gallery Furniture. I've been telling you about him for a long time. Mac is just a great guy in this community, as we know. He's always wanting and willing to do things to help people out. He also wants to make people aware of the fact that if you're in Houston, you need furniture. He is here for you. He has got three locations to better serve you. It's Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. It's the Galleria area on Post Oak. And, of course, the mainstay I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker. Regardless of which one of the three locations you choose, it's solid wood American-made furniture from brands like Stickley, leather furniture, upholstered furniture, furniture for every room of your house. And all you need to do is stop in because they will take it from there. You'll have a customer service rep that will come up to you and try and get a good idea of what you're looking for, what style you like, what your price range is, and then show you everything on the showroom. And the best thing is everything they show you is going to be available immediately. You buy today, you get it within 3 to 4 hours. There's no back order slips, no waiting, no frustration like you get at other stores. You get it when you buy it. And it's there within 3 to 4 hours. The delivery people take great care of you as well. And at the end of the day, their finance department will also make sure when you finish the sale that they make sure that the payment plans and options are presented to you in a way that it makes it convenient for you and your basic ways to pay. So it's a great program all the way across the board. But more importantly than anything else, it's Gallery trying to help people in Houston so that every time they need furniture, they know exactly where they should go. And the main thing that Mac likes to say is exactly what they like to do. That means Gallery really will save you money.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hot. Hey, here we go. Second half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects. Barry, Nick, Joel having some fun to open it like we always do as we take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. Reminder that at 3, we'll be simulcasting on 94.1 and welcoming in the Sports Mappers.
Yes. Somebody wanted to know, are we going to... Any thoughts on ESPN 8 and seeing grown men play tag as a sport?
The Ocho. The anniversary, as the ESPNers like to do, on the anniversary of the Ocho, they go one full day of completely ridiculous sports programming on one of their 85 stations and call it the Ocho.
It all stemmed from Dodgeball, the movie,
yep,
where they had the ESPN, the Ocho, and they ran Dodgeball games on the Ocho. So ESPN does a pretty, I think it's pretty funny, actually, that they do that on August 8th. And so today, here's your lineup. Which of these is must watch and which of them is must avoid? Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Dodgeball, a true underdog story. So I guess they run the movie.
Which is just a waste.
Sky Zone Ultimate Dodgeball Championship, U.S. Open Ultimate Championships, Spikeball. What the hell is Spikeball?
You get to throw it harder?
I don't know.
When they're on the ground, you get to step over them and hit them again?
Cornhole. Don't call OU Mike. just save it, okay? It's going to be a long show. 2006 Johnsonville Brat Eating World Championships.
Oh, I'm not bad. I'm not poo-pooing on that. That's right down the home.
I was just going to say, you know what that's called in Milwaukee? A Tuesday.
It's a tailgate party. That's what that is.
Yeah, that's just dinner. The Crystal World Hamburger Eating Championships from 2006. The World Championship of Ping Pong.
Wait, let me get this straight. The Hamburger Eating Championships from 2006, like after that 1 year, they went, it's not a good idea. We're not doing this again.
We're not going to do that.
They got to go back and show a rerun.
12 years later, they're still running.
Joey Chestnut weighs 147 in that one.
Ooh, the 2007 World Sports Stacking Championships. I'm guessing that's cup stacking?
That's that cup stuff, yeah.
Hmm.
Sponsored by Toby Keith's Bar and Grill for the Red Solo
I don't know what Amazing Games Spain and Amazing Games Korea is.
Soccer and soccer.
Amazing Games?
I don't know. It's the only game they know there.
Premier League Darts.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Then they have a Sports Center, the Ocho, Amazing Games England. Kabaddi? I have no idea what that is. K-A-B-A-D-D-I. What is Kabaddi?
Not touching it.
I got to Google that. I'll look that up.
But it reminds me that those cricket fields are going up, and they were on the news that's going to be a big deal. Yeah, they're going to have what do they call that? What's the leagues that they have? The rec leagues in the city of Houston, Sports Monkey. Like Sports Monkey has leagues for flag football and softball and whatever. They're going to have. You had seen them. I think it's out towards.
Yes. Oh my. Yes. Here, look. This is Kabaddi. As you talk, you can watch Kabaddi with me. It looks like it's just freeze tag.
What in the world is that? There's one guy in a red jersey.
It looks like a game of Red Rover.
Seven guys in green, what looked like somewhat soccer-type jerseys. But there's one guy in red.
Yeah.
Seven guys in green.
And they're all it's like freeze tag or something. I don't know what this is. This is weird.
Well, that can be eliminated.
You're not watching that?
No.
There's the Saber Legion. That is sword fighting. That is where they take, I'm pretty sure, the Saber Legion 2018 Awakening is dudes who have lightsabers that sword fight. And save your call, OU Mike, on sword fighting and cornholing.
I've actually seen that.
You would watch
now, Barry,
this?
Yeah, I've witnessed that.
What'd you call that thing with the sword fight? What's it called again?
You think Johnny Weir cornhole? Save it, OU Mike.
I've heard that there's some world champion training facilities in certain areas by the downtown area of Houston.
World Sumo Challenge? I'm not a big sumo wrestling guy.
That really kind of ran its course, didn't it?
It's still a big deal. Women's Flat Track Derby? Women's Flat Track Derby.
Taylor Swift participates in that.
A bunch of chicks running around
derby
with no ass.
Horse racing.
Just no chest, no butt. Just, we're here. Best of chess boxing.
What?
Chess boxing. If I recall correctly, without looking this up, chess boxing was in Russia. And you would do a round of chess, right? So you would make a move, and then I would make a move. Right. And then we would stand up and box. And then we would sit back down, make another move, stand up and box. Chess boxing.
It's weird.
Yeah, that is weird. Moxie games, no idea. Dodgeball World Cup, and then it ends with Dodgeball True Underdog Story again.
So they basically ran out of sports, so they're playing dodgeball twice.
So of that, is there anything that you have to watch?
Nope.
Nothing.
And I've seen the movie enough. I don't need to see it twice in a day, let alone another time. Ben Stiller, though. I mean,
you play darts at all?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up playing it.
Really?
God, in
at
college?
Bars when I'm
absolutely
bars. Drunk.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow, you didn't take me as a darts guy,
dude. As a college baseball player in a town in the Midwest. The challenges, you thought that the whole Way Back Wednesday thing is like competitive.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the bars and you start betting. Of course, I'm a pitcher too. I'm from an accuracy standpoint. Yeah. You want to play for a pitcher of a beer and a kamikazes or shots, something like that? Let's do it.
Wow.
Oh, God. Bar darts? Huge.
Never. I wasn't a big dart player until when I was on the road in Tulsa. The headliner, I guess, met up with some of his fans, and we all went to a bar and started playing darts. And I really got into it. I was like, this is fun.
It is fun.
I may have to get a dartboard at the house.
Yeah, but
and then I stopped caring about darts.
You got to watch your walls.
Yeah, well, I don't care about that.
You would if you started missing the board.
Yeah, but I would do it in the garage. I wouldn't do it in the house.
Okay.
Knowing me, I would probably buy a like a electronic dart machine.
Which is great.
A dartboard. Somebody said, listening to you guys reminds me of what is happening to men in this country. Y'all sound like a bunch of women. That was from Jared. Jared, enjoy being blocked. All right.
Why do we sound like a bunch of women?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe because I was angry because I couldn't get out of the Chick-fil-A line. I have no idea.
Jared, let us know how prison is, and hopefully that the company that dropped you will make Barry some good lunch today.
How many people have you blocked today? It's been like,
oh my God, Nick, seriously?
It's like a record.
I had to ask him. I looked at it and I go, what is this little blue mark thing?
He
goes, those are blocks. I go,
yeah.
Blocks? Yeah. It's like a line that goes up the screen. He goes, yep, that's the way it's going today.
Keep it up, people. I'll block the whole, I'll delete the whole damn text line. I'll bring it. AD will be like, what happened to the text? It's gone. Gone.
Then you get calls. Did you get my text? Nope.
Sure didn't get it. There is no text line. Barry deleted it. He blocked it. He blocked the whole text line. I'll go do some of my IT magic.
You're fired up.
I am. I'm angry. I need a sandwich. Damn it, I didn't order it.
That was smart.
Still got time. I'm going to do this.
You were going to try and put that on the intern. So they should all scatter.
I am not sending an intern to go get me food. I don't trust them.
Oh, that's seriously.
Nope. You can trust intern Trey.
No,
he could totally.
Oh my God,
trust that guy.
No,
what? There's, why?
I would trust.
I was
intern.
On my way back, and someone in the elevator asked me about NASCAR, and I ended up squishing Barry's sandwich against the side of the elevator.
See, that's not what you have to worry about. He just has to find the spot. That's the problem with intern Trey.
It would, well, that too. But it would come back with a bite missing. I know he would take a bite of my sandwich.
No, I don't think he'd do that.
No, he'd tuck it under his arm and then press the button in the elevator, and then forget it was there and lean against the side. Put and suddenly, you had flatbread.
Put it in the small of his back like a coach's clipboard. Oh God,
Trey, why?
Why does this taste like ass sweat?
I don't know.
I forgot to get it toasted for you, and I thought that was warm enough.
Mm. All right, we'll continue to roll on. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5. Asking us questions, harassing, arresting, saying we pieces of
like you. Like I said, stand for this. For this, why? Simple life. This is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sharara.
Oh, that's so good.
Hey, here we go. It's Way Back Wednesday on the big show. Barry, Nick, and Joel. Barry, hour number one of Way Back Wednesday, songs pre-2008.
Love me some Poor Righteous Teachers.
I bet you do.
I do.
That's what you said in grade school.
New Jersey Boys. Good music right there.
Sweet. So we're back. By the way, I was driving home last night.
Mm-hmm.
And
good for you.
I flipped over.
Oh, you all right?
To check on the game.
Oh.
And in the process of listening to two of, at least one of, the most vibrant and painting the visual picture with their voice broadcast team ever.
And the Astros lead it 3-1!
That's right. I was like, every guy that came up, I was like, he sucks. He sucks. And, you know, and of course, everybody's poo-pooing all over J.D. Davis and, and the Shark. But holy cow, out of nowhere, the two-run bomb. And again, another game that looks like doomsday, just like the night before. If you're the Giants, you have got to be so PO'd by the fact that you had two games by the throat and let them both get away. But, I mean, Tyler White and Marwin are heroes. But a 6-2 road trip in which you played the entire trip without Correa and Altuve, most of the trip without Springer. You lost McCullers halfway through his start. The bullpen was lights out.
Yeah, they didn't give up a run,
no,
did they?
The whole trip. Fantastic.
I kind of want to rub that in your face a little bit, but I won't.
Well, if you want to do that, I don't know what you saw at Fenway last night, but I got some numbers in my back pocket for you.
And we'll be back right after this. This is ESPN 90. Go to break.
Because the most famous flute player in the history of America.
Oh, made me sick.
came in last night for the Blue Jays.
Torched.
Kenny G.
Torched it.
Kenny G.
Flame on.
I mean, ironically, and I know the Blue Jays fans are out there. And by the way, where is Chris? Where is Pink Valkyrie? We haven't heard from her in quite a while.
I heard she went to L.A. I don't know if she's back or what. Who knows?
She always brings the app.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. But okay. So she had to be extremely happy. They got a home run off of Kimbrel last night.
Yeah.
Thinking that they had this thing wrapped up.
He's always the example I give you for guys that are good closers that'll give up runs.
Okay. So enter one Kenny G, Ken Giles. Last night, 2/3 of an inning. Oh, boy. He shut it down. 4 hits. Stop it, Barry. Put it back.
I went into the rundown and deleted it. So yeah.
While I'm reading it. 4 hits, 5 earned runs, 2 bombs. ERA up to 6.21. Now that is a guy that can put out a fire.
He's not good. He's not good. He just sucks. I'm glad he's not an Astro.
I was going to say, instead of punching yourself in the face, start beating the hell out of your right arm, because that's where the problem lies, and everything between your ears also, but still.
He's a broken man on the mound right now.
Wow.
You just wonder if Toronto's like,
well, I hope these young kids develop. At least we can't say it's a total loss.
Man.
Awful.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good at all.
So, fantastic win for the Stros. Day off today.
Yep.
Looks like Correa is expected back tomorrow night.
In the Mariners series, yeah. Is it going to be tomorrow night?
They're thinking it's tomorrow night.
Okay.
So hopefully he's back at shortstop tomorrow night. Then you have a little less makeshift. Bregman goes back to his natural position to third. I would imagine Yuli goes back to first, although he could still play second. But I would assume Marwin goes to second, Yuli to first. And then you go from there. I don't know if you want to find a position for White. I don't. I'm good with him just being on the bench there if you need him.
You're not a fan?
I'm not a fan of White and J.D. Davis, and I'm sorry. And J.D. Davis can make some nice plays defensively, but overall, just looking at that team and what they do, I have no confidence. I had no confidence when Ken Giles took the mound. Uh-huh. I have no confidence when those two guys get in the batter's box. Credit to White yesterday for the home run.
I was going
to
say.
I'm giving him props for that, but other than that, no.
What's he hitting now, 240?
Oh, don't even think about it.
Tyler White.
He weighs more than he's hitting.
267? Wow. You're not very nice.
He's hitting. He weighs more than he's hitting. He's hitting less than 200.
How surprised are you? So I was looking at the Astros statistics for the team. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if I were to just, I know you know, but if I were to just ask you who's leading this team in home runs, did you look it up? I mean, do you know?
I already know.
Yeah. Does that surprise you?
It's very surprising.
I mean, for Alex Bregman to be the guy that everybody wanted to trade and the guy that was, he's not this, he's not that. He's been the anchor in that lineup this year with everybody else being out and injured. He's been, probably a catalyst for a lot of these games that they're winning, especially with so many guys being injured. He's leading this team in home runs. He's leading this team in RBIs.
That's what I was going to say, yep.
Right now, safe to say Alex Bregman is your team MVP?
No question about it. And he's been healthy.
Now, you could make the case for Justin Verlander, but from a batter's
day
perspective.
Day in, day out, everyday player perspective, it has to be Bregman. It
has to be.
You take everything that you just said and you factor in he hasn't been hurt.
Yep.
Altuve's missed significant time now. Correa's missed significant time. Springer is in the process of missing more time. He's missed a little bit here and there. I don't think there's any other. You look across that lineup, Marwin's not having the year he had a year ago. Neither is Reddick. I don't think. McCann missed time, too. Not that you'd consider him. Yuli, obviously, would get a little consideration because his numbers with runners in scoring position are ridiculous. I think it's .419 he's hitting right now with runners in scoring position. Second in
that's
baseball.
Wild.
So that's crazy good. But overall, you look at everything across the board. I don't think it could be unanimous if there was a vote.
You a big WAR numbers guy?
That's more your thing.
Wins above replacement?
I know what it is, but it's more your thing. But
it's a good measure overall of a player. For example, Mike Trout leads the major leagues with a 7.8 WAR. Okay? Just to give you an idea.
Yep.
On this team, on this Astros team, your leader in WAR. It's O WAR, but it's still the same thing. Alex Bregman with a 5.1. That tells you the value of a guy like Alex Bregman.
No question.
Yeah, Altuve's got a 4.2, and then it's not even close after that. Springer is third with a 2.5. So, I mean, obviously, I think Altuve's numbers would be better had he not been injured, but you take that into account when you're talking about stuff like team MVP and the guy that's meant the most to this club, this ball club. I'm not suggesting that Alex Bregman is going to be in conversation for MVP.
No, because he's fallen off quite a bit from as red hot as he was before the All-Star break.
And it's going to be weird if you've got a team like the Astros who could, you know, make another World Series run and not have an MVP candidate. Unless you're going to consider Justin Verlander, I think he'll be a candidate for Cy Young for sure. I don't think he's going to be MVP slash Cy Young.
But I think if you look at last year and you looked at the fact that not only did they have a great year, but they had the best record in the American League and the best record in baseball, and Altuve was your MVP. I think it's pretty simple with that kind of theory and formula to look at it and say the Red Sox, who were manhandled basically for the most part by the Astros in the playoffs, no one expected because they didn't make huge splashes. They got J.D. Martinez late. You were like, yeah, okay, so they added one bat. But really, what good are they and how good is their starting pitching going to be? To run away with the best record in baseball, I think – There's two guys on that team that will probably follow suit with what happened with the Astros. And one of those, whether it be Betts or it be Martinez, one of those two guys will win MVP.
Here's the interesting thing. When you look at just players and their contributions, Mike Trout's always going to be the leader in the clubhouse for MVP talk.
He is the LeBron of baseball.
He is. But my problem is LeBron gets his team to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
The Angels aren't even close. I mean, last I looked, they're about 16 games out of the division.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I don't know what they are in the wild card, but in the division, I know they were 16 games out, I believe, as of yesterday. So can you really make a case for a guy who's not even the team's not even – best player on the planet? Sure, that's it. But what's his value to his team if his team isn't winning? I know that's the debate we have every year when we talk MVP. That's why LeBron didn't win it and James Harden did, because his value – LeBron's better, but James's value meant more to the Rockets. And I feel like you have to look at that as well. When it comes down to voting, I think Jose Ramirez and Francisco Lindor are going to split the vote. Both of those guys.
Mm-hmm. One will take votes away from another and vice versa.
Both of those guys are probably on that short list of MVP candidates. And that's why I think you're right in that Mookie Betts is probably the guy that bubbles to the top, because Mike Trout's not winning. And Ramirez and Lindor will probably split the vote in Cleveland.
I agree.
So I think Mookie Betts right now is your MVP.
Yeah. I said one of those two guys, and Martinez is having a hell of a year.
Oh, he sure is.
But at the same time, when you look at it too, I'm totally with you on the Trout theory because of the fact that they consistently don't win. And as good as they got off to a great start, it looked like they were really going to be better and improved. And it's kind of like the Mariners now. At a certain point, I don't know if it's a wall, you fall off a cliff, whatever, but you go from rolling, and obviously with Ohtani going down, that hurt them from a pitching perspective. But the Angels were right there at the start of the season, and then one day it just kind of woke up, went boop, and I looked at the standings this morning, and the Mariners are free-falling.
Yeah,
so
they are.
This is do or die for them, this series with the Astros coming up starting tomorrow night.
You want a dark horse for MVP?
Sure.
Matt Chapman. Keep an eye on him. If the A's make a wild card.
And he's a hell of a third baseman.
If the A's make a wild card and catch the Yankees, I'm not saying he'll win, but he could be a guy that surprises some folks of where he ends up.
It's a good name. And if that happens, the powers that be at Major League Baseball will change the wild card to three teams.
That's right.
So we'll figure it out. All right, we've got one in the books, two to go, 2 hours left of the big show. The cheater is done with hour number one for Way Back Wednesday. Stay. Who's got hour number two? That's Chick-fil-A on line one. Hey,
Joel.
I got hour number two. Okay. All right, so we're going to continue to roll on. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.